إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده رسوله. أما بعد، then we continue inshallah with أصول السنة of Imam Ahmad رحمه الله. And we began this book before the month of Ramadan, and we've continued in Ramadan, and inshallah we will continue the last 10 days until we finish inshallah, and then if we finish we go back to Bulugh al-Maram inshallah, the section on Al-Qiyam from Kitab al-Siyam. So we continue inshallah with the statement of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. وَالسَّمْعُ وَالطَّاعَةُ لِلْأَئِمَّةِ And to hear and obey the leaders, يعني the Muslim leaders. وَأَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ And the leader of the Muslims. الْبَرُّ وَالْفَاجِرُ Whether he's righteous or whether he's unrighteous, evil, doer. يعني to hear and obey in the righteous matters. وَمَنْ وُلِيَ الْخِلَافَةَ وَمَنْ وَلِيَ الْخِلَافَةَ يعني and whoever is يعني given leadership or takes over that leadership. وَاشْتَمَعَ النَّاسُ عَلَيْهِ And the people يعني gather behind him. وَرَضُوا بِهِ And they are pleased with him. يعني and this رَضُوا بِهِ meaning that this is what is established. Because before he said whether they are righteous or unrighteous. And there are narrations which mention whether in ease or in hardship, whether you are pleased or displeased, that here and obey is there. نعم ومن غلبهم بالسيف and whoever takes over them يعني by the sword or with the sword حتى صار خليفة until he becomes the leader وسمي أمير المؤمنين and he is called the أمير المؤمنين. And we started this already and we reached where Sheikh Rabi حفظه الله Sheikh Rabi بن هادي المدخلي رحم حفظه الله, one of the previous teachers in the الجامعة الإسلامية, the Islamic University of Medina, and the head of the قسم الحديث, the hadith section. And he says, and we came to the section where he quotes the hadith of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "U'tuhum haqqahum," give them their rights, meaning those leaders. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سَائِلَهُمْ For Allah is going to ask them, عَمَّا اسْتَرْعَاهُمْ Regarding those who are under their responsibility. So Shaykh Rabi Hafidullah says, "Lasta anta الَّذِي تُحَاسِبُهُ You're not the one who's going to call him to account. انصحه بالمعروف advise him with righteousness يعني with goodness with good way انصحه بالمعروف إن سمع if he hears وإلا أديت واجبك and if not then you have fulfilled your obligation وعليك بالصبر and upon you is to be patient ما دام يصلي so long as he prays نحن we لا نقول هذا من عند أنفسنا we don't say that from ourselves لكن هذه ثقيلة على مسامع هؤلاء but this you find is heavy and is very hard to be accepted from those individuals meaning the Khawarij and the revolutionists those who do not accept these narrations from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم وشاقة على نفوسهم and it's hard upon their souls فلا وربك لا يؤمنون truly by your Lord they don't truly believe حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم until they make you Rasulullah a judge between them ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت and they find in their hearts no haraj no distress no problem in what you have judged ويسلم تسليما and they accept it wholeheartedly with submission Surah An-Nisa verse 65 Sheikh Rabi Hafidullah continues ينادون بالحاكمية they themselves all of these groups they call for حاكمية They all say that hukum is for Allah. Hukum is for Allah. ثُمَّ لَا يُحَكِّمُونَ اللَّهِ Then do not make Allah the rule in this affair and in other affairs. وَلَا يُحَكِّمُونَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Nor do they make the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam a judge of their affair in this affair. And they call for حاكمية. They say Tawheed is four categories. Tawheed al-Uluhiyya. Tawheed al-Asma'u al-Sifat. And Tawheed al-Rububiyya. Three. They add one more, Tawheed al-Hakimiyya. Who said? From Ahl al-Ilm in the past. Who said? They have gone against what the Quran says. Imam Maqrizi rahimahullah, the Shafi'i Imam, from the 8th century. How many years ago is that? 600 years ago? From the 8th century. Imam Maqrizi, he said in Tajreed Tawheed al-Mufid, in his book. he mentioned the three categories of Tawheed. And he mentioned, from the three categories of Tawheed, Ar-Rububiyya. Because Allah says it in Surah Al-Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. What is that? Rububiyya. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Asma'u Sifat. Maliki Yawm Al-Din, Asma'u Sifat and Rububiyya, that he's the Malik. Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in, Uluhiyya, Ibadah. The three categories of Tawheed in Surah Al-Fatiha. And he showed the three categories of Tawheed in the last part of the Quran. In the last surah of the Quran. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ رُبُوبِيَّة مَلِكِ النَّاسِ أَسْمَاءُ الصِّفَاتِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ أُلُوهِيَّة. The three categories of Tawheed. And in the middle of the Quran, Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah showed in the middle of the Quran as well the three categories of Tawheed in one verse. Surah Maryam verse 65. رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. Your Lord of the heavens and the earth and that which is between them. فَاعْبُدْهُ وَاصْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ. So worship him and be patient upon his worship. هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيَّا. Do you know any similitude to him? Three categories of Tawheed. رُبُوبِيَّة, أُلُوهِيَّة, أَسْمَاءُ صِفَاتِ. طيب, where did they get the حَاكَمِيَّة from? Hukum, of course, belongs to Allah. We don't reject that. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yusuf, إِنَّ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. The hukum belongs to Allah. But what did he say afterwards? أَمَرَ أَنْ لَا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ. He ordered that you do not worship but him. Therefore, hukum comes under what? Uluhiyya, ibadah. You cannot worship Allah except with the hukum of Allah. You cannot do your salah except with the hukum of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hukum of Allah. يعني the hukum of Allah and the hukum of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that which Allah ordered him. Because the Prophet said, صَلُّ كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِ أُصَلِّي. Pray as if you have seen me pray. And in Hajj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خُدُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. Take from me the Hajj rites. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarified all of that. He clarified even how to have relations, how to go to the toilet, how to do wudu, how to do all of that. And he left Hakimiyah. How could that be? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed the whole deen. And he mentioned everything on how to deal with the leaders. He didn't leave it to our hawa, to our desires, and to our uqul. Rather, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجْرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتُ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. So many of the innovators, you find the innovators, the Ahl Bid'ah, they don't, لَا يُحَكِّمُونَ اللَّهِ وَلَا يُحَكِّمُونَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ شَيْخ رَبِي عِسَيْن. They don't make Allah and His Rasul a judge. Wallahi, they don't. And then the Shaykh Hafidhullah, he mentioned about the people of Wahdat al-Wujud, the Sufis, who believe that Allah is in everything and everything is in Allah. Did the hukum of Allah come with that? Did the hukum of Rasulullah come with that? That everything is in Allah and Allah is in everything. A'udhu billah min dhalik. This means that you have made Allah part of creation. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above the creation. As the two great imams, Abu Hatim al-Razi and Abu Zur'a al-Razi from the 3rd century, rahimahumullah, they said, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ بَائِنٌ مِنْ خَلْقِهِ أو عَنْ خَلْقِهِ. Allah is separate from His creation. Not part of His creation, not inside His creation. Ba'inun al khalq. Many of the Salaf use this word, ba'in. Ba'in meaning Allah is above the arsh. He's above the arsh. As Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah, he said, when Allah created all of this creation, Allah created it not inside Himself, but outside Himself. And when He created it, He was above it. It's all below Him. Allah is ar-Rahman al-Arsh istawa, above all of creation in a way which befits His majesty. We don't know how. We don't deny it, we affirm it, and we trust in it, and we believe in its meaning. Ar-Rahman al-Arsh istawa. What does istawa mean? That Allah rose above the arsh. Because istawa in Arabic language means qasada. Qasada wartafa'a. That He rose above the arsh. He intended that and He rose above the arsh. And He sought that and He rose above the arsh. In a way which befits His majesty. We don't know how. And all of Allah's beautiful names and attributes, we say what Imam Malik rahimahullah said for all the attributes. Al-istiwa'u ma'lum. Wal-yad ma'lum. Wal-wajh ma'lum. Kullu sifati Allahi ma'luma. All of the sifat of Allah are known. Al-istiwa'u ma'lum. Wa-kayf majhul. Wa-su'alu anhu bid'a. Wal-imanu bihi wajib. Istiwa is known. How is unknown. And belief in it is obligatory. And rejecting it, and we're not allowed to reject it. All of that we believe in Asma' Allah wa Sifati Allah Azza wa Jal. Wa lillahi al-asma' al-husna fad'uuhu biha. Allah belongs the beautiful name, so call Him by that. Wa lillahi al-mathal al-a'la, and to Allah belongs the most highest of example. You can't even give the example of creation because Allah is higher than that. Wa lillahi al-mathal al-a'la. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيَّا. Do you know any similitude unto Him? No. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. And there is no one similar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ. There is no one similar to Allah, and He is all hearing, all seeing. So Sheikh Rabi Hafidullah says, even the other misguided groups like the Sufis who believe in وحدة الوجود, even them, they do not, لَا يُحَكِّمُونَ اللَّهِ وَلَا يُحَكِّمُونَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. And all of them call for the hukm of Allah. Can you believe it? All of them call for the hukm of Allah. The Khawarij, they do not make hukm of Allah. When they blow up innocent people, women and children, that is not the hukm of Allah. Because the hukm of Allah, the Rasulullah said, do not kill women and children. And the old, in a legitimate battle. Not in an innocent situation where you're not even in a battle. And you're killing women and children. It's haram for you to do that. The Khawaris do not make the hukm of Allah in these affairs. And all of their manhaj, they don't make the hukm of Allah. The Khawarij in the time of the Ali radiallahu anhu, and before him they killed Uthman radiallahu anhu. Did they make Allah's law the hukm when they killed Uthman radiallahu anhu? When even the angels are shy in the presence of Uthman radiallahu anhu. Did they make the hukm of Allah when they killed Ali radiallahu anhu? When Ibn Muljam, when he killed Ali radiallahu anhu, and as he's killing him, he says, إِنِّ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. As he's killing him. And when they're killing Uthman radiallahu anhu, he's reading the Quran. فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah will suffice you over them. This is the verse he was reading when they killed him. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah will suffice you over them. Did they do the judge of Allah Azza wa Jal when they killed him? The Khawarij of today, the same. They do not rule by Allah's law. And what concerns them is the dunya. Na'am. And the dunya in the Arabic language, dunya dani'a. It means it's lowly. It is lowly. It is a miserable thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if this dunya was worth a wing of a mosquito, Allah wouldn't even give a kafir to drink. If it was worth even that. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was passing by one day, and there was an ear and a carcass, a piece of a carcass on the floor. Prophet said, do you have a need for this? To the Sahaba. They said, no, we have no need for this. Prophet said, just like you see this as being nothing, or as being lowly and nothing, not in need of it, that's how Allah sees the dunya. So how do these individuals see the dunya as this their goal? They want the position, and they want the status, and they want the level, and they want the wealth, and they want that. This is what's they, because their father was upon that. Dhul Khuwaisra, their father, was upon the dunya, because when the Prophet was given the booty to some others, some more than others, what did Dhul Khawaisra say? I'dil ya Muhammad, be just, O Muhammad, because he wants for himself. He wants for himself, as the ulama mentioned. He wants for himself. So what was he seeking? He said, هذه القسمة ما أريد بها وجه الله وما أريد بها وجه الله. That the face of Allah was not sought when you were given out this qisma. When you were sharing this out. He said this to who? To Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Umar al-Khattab said, دعني أضرب عنقه أو عنق هذا المنافق. Let me strike the neck of this hypocrite. So the Prophet said, دعه, leave him. فإنه معه رجال. Because there's going to be with him رجال, يعني men. يقرؤون القرآن لا يجاوزوا حناجرهم. They will read Quran, it won't go beyond their throats. تحقرون صلاتكم إلى صلاتهم. You will feel your prayer is deficient compared to their prayer. وصيامكم إلى صيامهم, and your fast is deficient compared to their fast. يخرجون من الدين أو يمرقون من الدين كما تمرق السهم من الرمية. They will leave the deen as the saham, as the arrow enters the hunted animal. This is how quick they will leave the deen, the understanding of the deen. So these are the Khawarij, and they do not make the hukum of Allah, even though they claim the hukum belongs to Allah. They are the last ones to do that. The Jama'at al-Tabligh, the hukum is not to Allah. When they go out for 40 days and 4 months and they do not concentrate on usul, teaching the people usul, the fundamentals of this deen, tawheed wa sunnah, rather they concentrate on fada'il a'mal, which is not from the usul. This is something which is good if you call the people to good manners and good etiquette. This is good. But what's before that? You may get somebody who's got so much good manners, but his aqidah is corrupt. What good is that? Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, when he said to those who denied the qadr, what did he say to them? First hadith in Sahih Muslim. What did he say when they came to two of the tabi'een? They came to him and they complained to him that a group denied the qadr in Iraq. What did Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu say to them? He said, tell them I have nothing to do with them and they have nothing to do with me. Why? Because of good manners or because of aqidah? Because of aqidah. Because of usul. The fundamental of this deen. This is the heaviest thing on the scales on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Your aqidah, your aqidah, your aqidah. Aqidah comes first if only you knew. Why the khawarij kilabun nar? Because of aqidah. This is why they are the dogs of the hellfire, as the Messenger said. Because they call Muslims kuffar. They call Muslims kuffar indiscriminately without establishing the proof. Yani, before you call a Muslim a kafir, you have to establish the proof on him if he shows you Islam. He has shown you Islam. He says, La ilaha illallah. He prays, and you go and call him kafir. Where's your proof for that? Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, when he killed the man who in the battle, he said, La ilaha illallah, after he's about to strike him. And he killed him. And he said, he said, when the Prophet ﷺ found out, he says, أَقَتَلْتَهُ وَقَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. You killed him and he said, La ilaha illallah. قَالَ أُسَامَ رَضِي اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. He only said it to save himself. And the Prophet ﷺ replied, هَلْ شَقَقْتَ عَنْ قَلْبِهِ. Did you open his heart and check? Did you open his chest and check whether he said it only to save himself? And so the Murji'ah, they say, oh look, because you say this, you are, the Khawarij, they say, you are Murji'. You are actually saying this hadith, so you are Murji'. Was Rasulullah s.a.w. Murji'? When he said this hadith, when he said this to him, Rasulullah s.a.w. doesn't know Iman, only you know Iman. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. Ayn al-uqul. Am lakum kitabun fihi tadrusun. Do you have a book which you study, other than the Quran and the Sunnah? What is it that you are studying? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you bring these verses, they are for you. Afal hukm al-jahiliyya yabghun. Is it the hukm of the jahiliyyah that they want? That they go against Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is it the hukm of jahiliyyah that they want? So they use these verses for the rulers and all the rulers indiscriminately. Yani, as some of the, there was a post about Hizb al-Tahrir, why all of the leaders are kuffar. There's a march now, this today. There's a march by the BNP in North London. Before, the Hizb al-Tahrir never would deny that. They used to call the people for marches. Let's all go out. Because this Hizb al-Tahrir going to, because BNP is going to be there, they made a leaflet, march is not allowed. Yesterday and today. Look how things change. Yesterday they say something, today they say something else. Chameleons. All of these groups, chameleons, they go with the flow. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the Salafiyun, Ahlul Athar. They go with the Athar. Deenu Nabiyy Muhammadin Atharu. Ni'mal Matiyyati Akhbaru. Fala targhabanna anil hadithi wa ahlihi. Fara'yu laylun wal hadithu anharu. This is what we go by. By that, qala Allah, qala Rasulullah. As Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said, al-ilmu qala Allah, qala Rasuluhu, qala sahabatu. Laysa bittamwihi. ما العلم نصبك لخلاف سفاهة بين الرسول وبين رأي فلان أو فقيه. This is سفاهة to say any scholar and compare him to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, or any man and compare him to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. The deen is built upon آثار, narrations. قال الله قال رسول الله. And it's not just one companion, but when they اجماع, when they have consensus, this is deen. This is deen. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالسَّابِقُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقَ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. إجماع. As Imam al-Shafi'i رحمه الله said, إجماع. نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. So whoever contends with the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he follows a way other than the way of the believers, will leave him in the path he has chosen and land him in the hellfire. What an evil abode that is. Whoever contends with the Messenger after the guidance has been given to him. So after the guidance, you call him a kafir. He did not give him guidance. Establish the hujjah upon him. Muhammad Wahhab rahimahullah, in his Risala ila al Qasim, right at the end of the Risala, he says, people accuse me of making takfir of the Muslims. He says, I do not say specifically a person who does sujood to the grave, I do not say he's a kafir until I establish the proof against him. Specifically, the general ruling, whoever does that is not a Muslim, he's a mushrik. The general ruling, the specific ruling, Ahlus Sunnah have two rulings, general and specific. The general ruling, whoever calls to other than Allah, whoever calls upon the dead, this is, he's a mushrik, the general ruling. Fulan, specific person, Fulan ibn Fulan, he did this action of kufr. Let's see, did he do it knowingly? Did he do it with qasd? Two things. Look, Ahl Sunnah, ya akhwan. Ahl Sunnah, they speak with detail. Ahl Bid'ah, no detail. Blanket statements. Because they generalize, as Ibn Taymiyyah rahimullah said, they generalize. And Ahl Sunnah don't generalize. Allah says, وَفَصَّلْنَاهُ تَفْصِيلًا. We have clarified this deen with detail. وَفَصَّلْنَاهُ تَفْصِيلًا. Read Quran, ya akhi. As if these Khawarij and these don't read Quran. If you read Quran, you read these verses. Goes in here, comes out there. Kaif? Because you didn't study with Ahlul Ilm. That's why Ibn Abbas said the Khawarij, وَلَيْسَ فِيكُمْ أَحَدٌ مِّنْ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. None of the Sahaba amongst you. And we say to the Khawarij today and all the misguided groups, there's no one from the ulama amongst you. Because Alim, how is Alim unknown? Where is his reviving of the deen as a whole? Tahara, Salah, Siyam, Hajj, Zakah, all the five pillars and all the six beliefs. Where is his revival of Iman in Allah, his angels, his books, his messenger, the last day, the Qadr, good and bad? Where is the revival of the whole deen? Because the hadith in Sunan Ibn Dawood, hadith sahih, in Allah yab'athu ala ras al-qarn, man yujaddidu lil umma umura deeniha, Allah will raise at the head of the century those who revive the deen as a whole. The deen, shamil, the deen. Not one keyhole. He only mentions about takfir and kufr and iman. What about salah? No hukum of Allah. What about siyam? No hukum of Allah. What about hajj? You see these misguided groups, they don't know how to pray. And they don't know how to do hajj. And they don't know how to fast. They don't know. Why? Because they're not about narrations. If they're going to mess up in hakamiyah, don't you think they're not going to mess up in the other things? Of course. And they don't know aqidah. And they don't know tawheed. Because if they knew it, they would call the people to that. They knew its importance. They knew importance of Tawheed. Because Tawheed, at least you have a hope to be saved from the hellfire. At least you have a hope. Why? Because Hadith Bitaqa. Man will come with 99 scrolls of bad deeds. 99 scrolls. One scroll as far as the distance of the horizon. As far as the eyes can see. Of bad deeds. That will be put on the scale. And the man will think, khalas, I'm destroyed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take out for him, or it will be taken out for him, a pitaqa, a card, and in it written, La ilaha illallah. This man was upon tawheed. But he had sins. And this, he will think, what is this going to do? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order that it's placed on the scales on the other side. And it will make all the other sins perish. This is La ilaha illallah. Qimat La ilaha illallah, which you go around calling a Muslim kafir. This is the qima of La ilaha illallah. The ird. The honor of a Muslim is sacred. Inna dima'akum wa amwalakum wa aradakum haramun alaykum. Ka hurmati hadal yawm. Ka hurmati hadal makan or hadal balad. It's sacred. Your blood, your property and your honor. All of that is sacred. Like the sacredness of this day, Yawm al-Arafah. Like the sacredness of this place, the Haram in Mecca. Some of these Khawarij, they bring bombs into Mecca. And they put them in Masahif, yani Qur'ans. You open it and there's a bomb inside. Who are you going to kill? And even a non-Muslim inside, the land of the Muslims, who has come in with a Iqama or valid visa, his Mu'ahad, somebody who's come in with a pact, a contract. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Man qatala mu'ahadan, lam yarih ra'ihat al-jannah." And yarih in the Arabic language, as some of the scholars in the Arabic language, they say you can say it in 10 different ways. Yarih, yarah. I don't know all the ways, but yarih is the one that I always hear. Lam yarih ra'ihat al-jannah. They will not smell the fragrance of paradise because you killed the mu'ahad. So killing. Innocent lives. Call him to Islam, Yaghi. Even jihad, Qudum. Even jihad, offensive. Rasulullah would not go first, just like that, like some of these renegades go, these rabble rousers. Rasulullah would do that. Rasulullah first write letters to the kings, to the various king of Persia and king of this one. Don't you know the seerah of Rasulullah? We say to them, He would send them letters, inviting them to Islam. هكذا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رحمة للعالمين. Mercy to all of mankind. And you have beheadings on your website. نسأل الله سلامة. هكذا. Is this how you judge? فتربسوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره. Then wait until Allah comes with His command. Wait. We say to them, wait until Allah comes with His command. For this is the way of the Khawarij of the past. And they will continue to be there until the last of them will be with the Dajjal, fighting against the Muslims. That's Allah salama. We believe that. Because this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned. So Shaykh Rabi Hafidhullah says, وَيَقُولُونَ بِخَلْقِ الْقُرْآنِ. You have some people, they say with the خَلْقِ الْقُرْآنِ, that the Qur'an is created. Imam Ahmad's time, rahimahullah, the leader of that time, said the Qur'an is created. And Shaykh Rabi says, Hafidhullah, he says, look, is this not kufr? It is kufr. And who said that? Three leaders that Imam Ahmad rahimahullah lived through while he's in prison. It wasn't until the fourth of them that he let him free and he was easy with him. But the three that he lived through from the Ma'mun until the rest of them, they all said with this, with the khalq of Quran. And not one of them, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, said he's a kafir. He's a disbeliever. Not one of them. Why? Because he is doing hukum of Allah. He is sticking to the narrations. He knows the narrations regarding the leaders. So Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhullah says, look at that as an example. وَلَا يَرْضَوْنَ الرُّجُوعِ إِلَى حَكِمِيَّةِ اللَّهِ. Many of these misguided groups, they don't want to return to the book, to the hukum of Allah. في مثل هذه القضايا, in these affairs. فَهُمْ مِنْ أَبْعَدِ النَّاسِ. So they are far away from the hukum of Allah. لَا حُكْمَ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ, they say. There is no hukum except for Allah. لَا حُكْمَ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. وَهُمْ مِنْ أَشَدِّ النَّاسِ تَمَرُّدًا عَلَى حَاكِمِيَّةِ اللَّهِ. The ones who are the firmest and hardest against following the hukum of Allah, you'll find. وَعَنِ الْإِحْتِكَامِ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, and following Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم as him being a judge, عليه الصلاة والسلام. هذه الأحاديث, هذا لعب. These أحاديث are a game, he says. عندهم هذا تأييد للكفار. If you say these narrations, they'll say to you, you are helping the kuffar. والملاحدة and the atheists. ثم عن زيد بن وهب. So Shaykh Rabi continues one after the other. بسم الله. وعن زيد بن وهب عن عبد الله بن مسعود قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنها ستكون بعد أذرة وأمور تنكرونها. After me there will be affairs, يعني that you will dislike, and affairs that you will not be, that you will refute or negate. أذرة يستأثر بالأموال. نعم, that leader, he will take your wealth and he will take positions and give it to his family members, for example, he says, and those who aid him and those who are close to him. And يبقى الناس, and the people will be left في فقر, in poverty. ماذا يصنعون? What should they do? What should they do? هذا ظلم. This is oppression. هذا حكم بغير ما أنزل الله. This is the حكم of other than Allah revealed. ماذا يقول الرسول? What does the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم say? الذي أنزل الله إليه, which Allah sent down to him the Quran, the verse. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Whoever does not rule by Allah's law, then they are the disbelievers. Or, يعني, as Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه said, كفر دون كفر. The kufr which is not the kufr that is the major kufr. كفر دون. And some of the supposedly intellectual ones, they did a bit of reading. They say, oh, this one, but not enough. They say, this one is not authentic. We'll bring you another narration from Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, who said, ليس الكفر الذي تذهبون إليه. It is not the kufr that you rush to. So you reject this one, take this one. بسم الله. نعم, our deen is based upon آثار. If you don't know this آثار and this one, there's no doubt about it. And the other one, to أهل السنة, no doubt about it. Because we take those narrations, when they support each other, they are sahih, they are authentic. And the second one, there's no doubt about it if they know it. And if they don't know it, then learn it. Because this is the statement of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. ليس الكفر الذي تذهبون إليه. It's not the kufr which you rush towards. يعني, so whoever does not rule by Allah's law, then they are either disbelievers, or, which takes you out of Islam, or they are kufr دون كفر. يعني, not the kufr. How do we know which one it is? You have to establish the hujjah upon them. Is it kufr i'tiqadi? They reject the deen. They reject, openly rejecting, showing you openly what's in their heart by rejecting the Islam. as Sheikh Salih Fawzan mentions in his explanation of the Ashra Nawaqid, or Nawaqid al-Ashr, Islam, the 10 things which take you out of Islam. He mentioned in the categories of the ruler. Go back to it, inshallah, and you will see it. The 4 and 5th category is the one who believes in the hukm of Allah, but he falls short. He falls short in not doing that. Then he is Muslim, Zalim, Fasiq. Why did we have the other 2 verses? Or to you, only one? Only one verse. There are 3 in Surah Al-Ma'idah. ماذا يقول فيه الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أنتم أعرف بكتاب الله أو أعرف بدين الله من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Are you more knowledgeable of the book of Allah than Rasulullah? Rasulullah told you how to believe in this verse. Are you more knowledgeable than Rasulullah about this verse? ومن صحابة الكرام. And you are more knowledgeable than the Sahaba. ومن أئمة الهدى. And from the scholars of guidance. في كل زمان ومكان. In every time and place. Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّهَا سَتَكُونُ بَعْدِ أَذَرَ. There will be affairs, يعني, from your leaders that you will dislike. وَأَمُورٌ تُنْكِرُونَهَا. And affairs that you will, يعني, refute, negate. أَمُورٌ, Sheikh Rabi says, أَمُورٌ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Affairs, only Allah knows it. عز وجل قالوا, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ كَيْفَ تَأْمُرُ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ مِنَّ ذَلِكَ. They, the Sahaba said, how, what do you order with those who, يعني, reach this? The Prophet said, قَالَ تُؤْدُونَ الْحَقَّ أَوْ تُؤَدُّونَ الْحَقَّ الَّذِي عَلَيْكُمْ وَتَسْأَلُونَ اللَّهَ الَّذِي لَكُمْ. You ask Allah for your rights. تُؤَدُّونَ الْحَقَّ الَّذِي عَلَيْكُمْ. You fulfill, sorry, the rights of those that are upon you. Yani towards the leader of the Muslims. وَتَسْأَلُونَ اللَّهَ الَّذِي لَكُمْ. And you ask Allah those rights that are for you. And that is in Bukhari, Kitab al-Manaqib. ما تذهب تصادم وتعمل مظاهرات. Sheikh Rabi says, you don't go on a, you know, oppose and you do demonstrations. هل في الإسلام مظاهرات? Is there such thing called a demonstration in Islam? إذا قصر في الماء انقطع يوما قامت مظاهرات. If water is stopped by one day, خلاص, you go out into the streets, مظاهرات, demonstration. If water is stopped one day, you go out. As this Zara Bozo in his book Friday Prayers, he says, the price of this one gone up, the price of apples and the price of oranges and the price of this one all go out, this is dhulm and this is this. And then he calls the people to mudaharat, go out and demonstrate against the ruler, and go out and he says, there's no Islamic country in the, yani, Islamic state or Islamic country in the world. الآن الدول تعطي وما تأخذ. And know that these Khawarij and these people who have shubuhat like the Khawarij know that they are, some of them, mutasattirun. They secret. They don't show. They don't show you what they are doing. So you find them, they're all similar. But you find them, they hide. الآن الدول تعطي وما تأخذ. Now you will find, he says, countries, they give. And they don't take. أكثر الدول الآن تعطي. The shu'ub, many of the countries, most of them, they give to their people. وما تأخذ منهم إلا القليل. And they don't take except little. أما هؤلاء, but these individuals, the Khawarij themselves, what do they do? He says, هؤلاء يستأثرون بالمال. They're the ones who steal the money of the people. This Khawarij, they go and they put a donation box in the masjid في سبيل الله. In the end, he, what is he doing? He's helping some Khawarij put some bombs. And Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna hafidhahullah, he said, when we heard this, when he told us, in Egypt they used to do the same. Hasad al-Banna the Ikhwani and his people there, they used to gather the money. And when they gather the money, what they're doing, they take the bombs, they hide the bombs. They hide these bombs and they wait for these tourists to come and they blow them up. This is what the Ikhwan Muslimin used to do. Did they benefit after all these years? No benefit. Neither they rectify themselves nor the leaders. So what was the benefit of all that then in the first place? So they take the wealth of the people. And even the people, they said, a lot of these Khawarij here, living here in this country, taking money from the Kuffar, yani, on benefits. And they think they're in Dar al-Harb taking money from like that. Even them, they go around, take this donation box, go and collect money. Why I take donation box? For you? Why this? And you find a big bank accounts, mashallah, tabarakallah, subhanallah. ما يعطونا شيئا. نعم. So they don't. You find them miserly as well, not giving. إذا قال خرجوا هلكت الأمة. And when he says go out, when they say go out, you find the ummah is destroyed. يعني the people who go out, you find them in the end. What happens to them? Like the bull in a ring, he gets killed in the end. He gets killed in the end. And did he bring any benefit? Nothing. Just a show. It happened and it's gone. Like those ones that they caught recently. فَمَا بَقِي إِلَّا أَن يُرْشِدَهُمْ إِلَى التَّعَقُّلِ. So Prophet ﷺ, he is advising them with al-hilm, with wisdom, and sabr, patience, and tarayyuth min ajli al-hifadhi al-Islam. Prophet ﷺ, wait, this is not how we deal with their affairs. Why? Because of protecting Islam. وحقن دماء المسلمين, and to protect the blood of the Muslims. والصيانة أعراضهم, and to protect their honor. So he said to them, تؤدون الحق الذي عليكم. You fulfill the rights that is upon you. أدوا الحق الذي عليكم وتسألون الله الذي لكم, and you ask Allah for your rights. قال للأنصار, and he said to the Ansar, إنكم ستلقون أذرة بعدي. الأنصار, you're going to face after me affairs that you're going to not like, yani from your leaders. What did Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhullah say? Al Ansar, alladhina qatalu ma'ahum tabawwa'u ad-dara wal iman jahadu wa nadalu wa fatahu ad-dunya madha qala lahum. The Ansar they fought with Rasulullah against yani the enemies of Allah, and they opened many countries. What do you think the Prophet ﷺ said to them? The Ansar. Not like you and me. The Ansar. الآن جاء ناس يقتفون ثمار جهد الأنصار والمهاجرين. Now there are people who are يعني speaking ill of the efforts of the Ansar and المهاجرين. أسلم كثير منهم بعد الفتح. Many became Muslim after the فتح of Mecca. From them Sufyan ومعاوية, Abu Sufyan and his son Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, وَجَاءَ أَوْلَادُهُمْ, and their sons came. بَارَكَ فِيكُمْ اسْتَأْثَرُوا بِالْأَمْوَالِ, and their sons after that, from the next generations, they took the wealth of the people. Or they took the wealth, and what did they do? These are not the Sahaba, these are the generations after. He says, many steep dad, وَكَانُوا يُؤَخِّرُونَ الصَّلَاةَ, they used to delay the prayer, Salat al-Asr, and the Salah in general. حصل عندهم خلل, and there was deficiency in their ruling. Deficiency. The hukum of Allah was not there totally. So, ومع هذا أدركهم صحابة, and the Sahaba lived with them. The Sahaba lived in that time. وكانوا يصبرون, and they were patient. وجاءوا إلى أنس, they came to Anas رضي الله عنه, and they said to him, الحجاج, الحجاج, يفعل ويفعل ويسفك الدماء, is doing and is doing, and he is causing bloodshed. وينهب الأموال, and he's taking the wealth. ويفعل, and he's doing and he's doing. أشد من الحكام الآن, worse than the rulers today. Because what is he doing? He's killing Sahaba. He killed Abdullah ibn Zubayr رضي الله عنه. Is this the hukum of Allah to kill a Sahaba, a Sahabi? Is this the hukum of Allah? No. Because you find a lot of the Khawarij nowadays, they try to be clever. They say no, but he's not. He was doing the hukum of Allah. Where's the hukum of Allah in killing the Sahaba, Allah يهديك? What is the hukum of Allah in killing the Sahaba? هؤلاء عندهم أنظمة سواء من الشرق أو من الغرب لكن هو فوضوي يحكم بهواه فقط. So you find them, these Khawarij, all they are like violent renegades. يسفك الدماء, يعني shedding blood. What did the Prophet say? What did Anas say to them? اسبروا, be patient. لا يأتي عام إلا والذي بعده شر منه. There will not come a year except that the next year is worse. أمرهم بالصبر, he ordered them with patience. أخذ بتعليمات الرسول, because Anas رضي الله عنه took the advice of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وتوجيهات الرسول, and then Sheikh Rabi continues. وعن علقمة ابن وائل عن أبيه قال سأل سلمة ابن يزيد الجعفي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا نبي الله أرأيت إن قامت علينا أمراء. He Alqamah ibn Wa'il narrated from his father Salamah ibn Yazid al-Ja'fi, who asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, there will be yani If there are leaders, plural, huh? Not leader. Because all they say is sam'ata only to the Khalifa of the Muslim. What about the leaders? This hadith, leaders, plural. يَسْأَلُونَ حَقَّهُمْ. They will ask for their rights. وَيَمْنَعُونَ حَقَّنَا. And they withhold our rights. فَمَا تَأْمُرُنَا. What should you advise us with? فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهُ. Prophet didn't want to answer. He turned away from him. هُمْ سَأَلَهُ. فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهُ. They asked him and he turned away. ثُمَّ سَأَلَهُ. فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهُ. Then he asked him and he turned away. سُؤَالُ الْخَطِيرُ. A dangerous question. مَا يُحِبُّهُ. Prophet doesn't like that. سُؤَالُ صَعْب. Not an easy question. مَاذَا يَقُولُ لَهُ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. فَجَذَبَهُ أَشْعَثُ بْنُ قَيْسٍ. So أَشْعَثُ بْنُ قَيْسٍ held him, held that man. وَقَالَ. And this is in one narration. وَقَالَ إِسْمَعُوا وَأَطِيعُوا. So the Prophet said, إِسْمَعُوا وَأَطِيعُوا. Hear and obey. فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْهِ مَا حُمِّلُوا وَعَلَيْكُمْ مَا حُمِّلْتُمْ. Hear and obey, يعني in the ma'roof. For it's upon them what they carry, يعني of sin, and upon you what you carry of disobedience, يعني. قَدْ يَفْهَمُ الْقَارِئِ. The reader may understand that this is actually the statement of Ash'ath ibn Qais, but actually it's the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if they don't want to accept that, he says, then listen to the other narration by another way, where the Prophet clearly said, إِسْمَعُوا وَأَطِيعُوا. And these narrations as well, you can find them in Sahih Muslim, Kitab al-Imara, the book of leadership on Sahih Muslim. And you can find them in the books of the Salaf, one after the other, one by one. Why? Because this is manhaj, it's methodology. فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْهِ مَا حُمِّلُوا وَعَلَيْكُمْ مَا حُمِّلْتُمْ. And that narration is in Muslim, as we said, Kitab al-Imara. And if you want the number, it's 1846. وحديث أم سلمة. Hadith of أم سلمة. Prophet said, لا ما صلوا. Don't go out against them so long as they pray. تعرفون وتنكرون. You will recognize things يعني that you don't like and you refute, you negate it. فمن عرف فقد برئ. Whoever knows and is free. وَمَنْ كَرِهَا فَقَدْ سَلِمَا. And whoever dislikes to see that, then he is safe. وَلَكِنْ مَنْ رَضِيَ وَتَابَعْ. And the problem is the one who's pleased and he follows. فَأَنْتَ إِذَا أَنْكَرْتَ بِقَلْبِكَ. If you negate with your heart, قَالَ مُسْلِم. Look what Imam Muslim said after this hadith. What did he say? مَنْ كَرِهَا بِقَلْبِهِ وَأَنْكَرَ بِقَلْبِهِ. Whoever dislikes with his heart, and he refutes with his heart. He didn't say with his sword. Who said this? Imam Muslim rahimahullah. And this is where Kitab al-Iman, Bab Bayan Kawn al-Nahi an al-Munkar min al-Iman, Hadith Raqam 49, number 49. Hadithun akhar. Shaykh Rabi brings another narration. Man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyiruhu biyadih. Whoever sees an evil, let him change it with his hand. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ. If he's not able, then with his tongue. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ. And whoever's not able, then with his heart. وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. And that is the weakest of faith. Yani to hate it with your heart is the weakest of faith. Hadith in Sahih Muslim. Here, Sheikh Rabi Hafidhullah says, الآن العالم. He says, the world, if we were to look at it. مثلاً. ما ينكر بعض الأشياء إما خائف وإما شيء آخر. You find يعني لكن كره بقلبه ولكن كره بقلبه. So you find a person who makes inkar of these affairs with his heart. What do they call him? They call him عميل. He works for the government, يعني the government or America. جاسوس is a spy. مجامل يعني مجامل يجامل يعني he just doing these things يعني for benefit يعني الدنيا benefit. مداهن إلى آخر الاتهامات التي والله ما أخذوها إلا عن الشيوعيين. So they claim they are speaking against who? The ulama of Ahl al-Sunnah. So they will say he is a government spy, he works for the government, he's amil, his one is this one, he is with the kuffar. All the they did. Where did they take these slogans from? Sheikh Rabi Hafidhullah said they took it from the communists. They didn't take it from Muslims and Islam. They didn't take it from Islam. هذه أساليب. These manners and these ways. ليست أساليب مسلمين. It is not from the mannerism of the Muslims. هذه أساليب الشيوعيين. It's from the secularists and communists. It's from their way. والثوريين. And the revolutionists. والبعثيين. And those بعثيس. والقوميين. And the nationalists. والأحزاب الضالة. And the misguided groups. كيف يقروا بها الشاب المسلم. How can a shab, a youth, Muslim youth, how can they accept these slogans? علماء الإسلام, the scholars of Islam, وأهل الحق وأهل السنة والجماعة, المتمسكون بتوجيهات الرسول, those who are following the advice of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم regarding this affair and other affairs, this is what you call them. And they are following the a'immat al-Islam of the past, the likes of Malik and al-Shafi'i wa Ahmad ibn Hanbal and Awza'i and al-Thawri. All of them asaru, all of them lived through leaders. And when they, those leaders, yani jaru, and they had deviations, we did not find them doing that. Wa aslan madha jara fi ahd Imam Ahmad, and what happened in the time of Imam Ahmad? Dawla, a whole country negating the sifat of Allah, because the Quran being the speech of Allah, to say it is created, you are negating a sifa from the sifat of Allah, because kalamullah sifatun, sifatullah, sifatun dhatiyya wa sifatun fi'liyya, it is a sifa dhatiyya from his essence and a sifa fi'liyya from his actions. He speaks when he wills and he says what he wants to whoever he wills. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He spoke in the past and he will speak on Yawm al-Qiyamah to each and every one of us. لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ بَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانَ أو تَرْجُمَانَ. There will not be a translator between you and Allah, each and every one of us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks when he wills, and he speaks to himself when he wills, and he says what he wills. Prophet ﷺ, in another narration, he says, حَتَّى تَرَوْا كُفْرًا بَوَاحْ, until, unless you see a kufr which is bawah, a clear-cut kufr. And that clear-cut kufr is kufr i'tiqadi, a kufr which takes the person out of Islam. That is the clear-cut kufr. As for kufr amali, not all of kufr in actions take a person out of Islam. There are kufr in actions, there are some, which take you out of Islam. Those kufr in action, which in and by themselves, they are opposing iman. Like cursing Allah, there's no way out from that. Cursing Allah, Sheikh Rabi' Awadullah says, you don't have anyone to curse but Allah. So this is kufr in disbelief. But if a person, for example, as in a hadith in Sahih Muslim, he said after losing his provision, he lost his provision, lost his camel and his provision, and then he found it, what did he say? Oh Allah, you are my slave and I am your Lord. أخطأ من شدة فرحه. He made a mistake from the so happy, so amazed to find his camel and his provision. He said, oh Allah, you are my slave and I am your Lord. He said a statement of kufr. Does that take him out of Islam? No. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah said, use that as proof that you have to intend that kufr. When does intention come from? From your heart initially. This is where it begins. So kufr is not just kufr, just think you khalas, you're not Muslim, just by doing action of kufr. You have to ascertain and affirm specifically upon the individual. And Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah uses another example. Example of ilm. The person must not be jahil in saying a statement of kufr. He has to know that what he's saying is kufr. And the example of that is the man who said to his family members, he did so many bad deeds, he said to them, when I die, you burn me and throw the ashes, some in the sea, some in the land. Throw them so that Allah does not put me back together and calls me to account for the evil that I have done. So this is what they did. And Allah's Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained that on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, Allah will bring him back as he is. And Allah will question him, why did you do that? And he knows why. And the man says, I did it because of this. And Allah will forgive that person. Why? Because first and foremost, he had the correct belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring him to account. He fed that. But what was his jahl in? What was his ignorance in? That Allah will not be able to bring him that together. That Allah will not bring it. So he was ignorant. An affair of what? Of kufr. So ilm, la budda min al-ilm wal-qasd. Two things. Don't just go around calling Muslim kafir just like that. Man qala li akhihi ya kafir faqad ba'a bihi ahaduhuma. Whoever says to his brother, oh kafir, it falls on one of the two. If it's true, it falls on him. If it's not true, it goes back to you. Amma ahl bid'ah, the innovators who don't have any of these details of ahl sunnah, because they don't read. Wallahi, Akhwan, When you sit with some of these people, you don't sit with them. Otherwise, don't sit with them at all. But when they come to you, when they come to you, as one of them came last year, he came, we said to him, "Do you Usul al-Sunnah of Imam Ahmad?" He goes, "What is that? They don't know these books, ya Ikhwan. They haven't studied these books. They don't know the books of Ahlul Sunnah, ya Ikhwan. They don't know Bukhari, when Imam Bukhari has a chapter head in Kufr, Duna Kufr. They don't know these things because they don't study. They are people of Hawa. And unfortunately, many of the Shabab have been amused by their dazzling speech." Sheikh Rabi' continues, "Al-an, ma arafna aliman mu'tabaran. قال يعني في بعض الحكام يعني الشيخ ابن باز رحمه الله تعرفون أنه كفر بعض الحكام." And we know that Sheikh ibn Baz رحمه الله with dalil, he has said some leaders are not Muslim, but he hasn't made a blanket statement on all of them. No. وبعض العلماء كفر كفروا بعض الحكام, and some of the scholars as well, because takfir is not for you and me. The takfir is what Allah and His Rasul have made takfir of, so they have established that upon those individuals who have those affairs. هل هناك مثلا عالم معتبر من أهل السنة من أنزه الناس قال بكفر فلان وفلان من الحكام الآن ما نجد إلا السفهاء. So nowadays he said we do not find except foolish ones والجهل and ignorant ones وأحلاس المعتزلة and those followers of the معتزلة and the خوارج, they are the ones who are making these takfir, blanket takfir statements. They are the ones. And why do we say them Mu'tazila? Because Mu'tazila are like the Khawarij. Mu'tazila, they are like the Khawarij with the hukum of the one who does a major sin regarding the Akhirah. Both of them say that they are in the hellfire forever if you do a major sin. But in this dunya, the Khawarij says kafir, and the Mu'tazila, what do they say? He is manzila bayna manzilatain. He's between the two. He's not a Muslim nor is he a kafir. He's in between. What is he then? If he's not Muslim, he's not kafir. It's ajib. And this is their belief that they hold. And the Mu'tazila of today, those who hold their thoughts and reject hadith, ahad, and reject much of the sunnah, you'll find that they are Hizb al-Tahrir and Muhajirun. The followers of Nabhani. The followers of Nabhani, who they call our Sheikh. This is there. And Sheikh Al-Bani rahimahullah debated with them and defeated them in Jordan, in Amman, and you can get the tapes. They are called Afrakh al-Mu'tazila. The tapes are called Niqash or debating with the Afrakh. And debating is not for anyone. The likes of you and me arguing with ways that are better. You have knowledge. And if you are at the level of these ulama, if you are not, guard your heart from their doubts. So Sheikh Al-Bani, he defeated them and he called them Afrakh al-Mu'tazila. Afrakh al-Mu'tazila, the chicks of the Mu'tazila. That's why he called them, the chicks of the Mu'tazila. He didn't even call them Mu'tazila. Because the Mu'tazila, if they were alive today and they see these guys, they will be ashamed. They will be ashamed. And the Khawarij, if they see these guys, they will be ashamed that these are our followers. How? Sheikh Rabi says they are worse than the Khawarij of the past. Because the Khawarij of the past, they never used to lie. Because they used to say, major sins make you a kafir. Major sins take you out of Islam. The Khawarij of today, they lie, deceit, everything. All of that. And with the major sins of calling Muslims kuffar. So they will be ashamed. So they are actually shambles compared to the Khawarij of the past. And Sheikh Rabi Hafidullah says, look at nowadays. Alladhi yukaffiru al-hukam. Who are they? Yukaffiru al-shu'ub. You find it, not only do they say that the hukam, the leaders are kuffar, but also the whole society is a kuffar. As Sayyid Qutb, he says, used to say, yukaffirun al-hukam. They make the leaders of the Muslims kuffar indiscriminately. All of them. And they say, from the mutasattir statements, is they say there is no Muslim country around. No Islamic state around. No Muslim country. And they make takfir of the jiyush, of the armies, the Muslim armies. All of that is from, he says, from the madrasa, the school of Sayyid Qutb, who destroyed the usul of sunnah, يعني the usul, the fundamentals of this deen. وتعلق بأصول أهل الضلال جميعا ما من أصل فاسد إلا تبناه سيد قطب وَمَا مِنْ أَصْلٍ مِنْ أُصُولِ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ إِلَّا وَهَدَمَ. So there isn't an أصول from أهل السنة except that he destroyed it. وَمِنْهَا تَكْفِيرُ الْأُمَّةِ. From it is calling, is making blanket statements of takfir over the ummah. وَمِنْهَا الْأَصْلِ الَّذِي يَنْبَنِي عَلَيْهِ هَذَا التَّكْفِيرُ أَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ لَا يَزِيدُ وَلَا يَنْقُصُ. And from that is that he says iman does not increase nor decrease. الْإِيمَانُ إِمَّا إِيمَانُ مِئَ فِي مِئَ وَإِمَّا كُفُرُ. And this is what they hold, that iman is, if it's not 100%, it's either 100% or it's disbelief. فَقَطْ إِيمَانٌ أَوْ كُفُرٌ. This is all they have. 100% you have to be. And even the end, they make takfir of each other. This is apparent. In the end, nah. And they make takfir of themselves. Naam, this happened on a tape. You can get it on a tape. Where Faisal the Takfiri. Naam, this one is Jahil. He himself on a tape made takfir of himself. And that when they said to him, "Are you making takfir of himself?" He said, "Astaghfirullah, ashhadu la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna rasulullah." Wallahi. It's on tape. Made takfir of himself. So it's not only each other. They're doing it of themselves. Why? Because no principles. They don't have qawaid. Qawaid ahl sunnah wal jama'ah. They don't have maslaha and mafsada. They don't have that. What did Sheikh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah, he said, ديننا مبني على المصالح في جلبها وضرئها للقبائح وإذا تعدد عدد من المصالح يقدم الأعلى من المصالح وضده تزاحم المفاسد يرتكب الأذنى من المفاسد. This is the قواعد of Ahl Sunnah. It's built upon مصلحة مفسدة. And when there's two مصلحات, they will take the highest of the two. When there's two mafsadas and the person is forced, what does the person do? Takes the lowest. So what does the person do? There's dhulm, there's oppression, there's harm, there's this. What do? They are patient upon that, because if they were to go out against him, it would be worse. And it happened in Algeria, more than 100,000 people died because of the fatwa of the Khawarij. أما إنسان عنده معا. They used to say, "Oh, Sheikh Albani rahimahullah doesn't know the affairs of Algeria. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah doesn't know the affairs of Algeria. And Sheikh Ibn Baz rahimahullah doesn't know the affairs of Algeria." Who knew the affairs of Algeria then? You? You knew the affairs of Algeria? To kill 100,000 Muslims? Bloodshed? A son killing his father? Because his father is in a police force. So the hakim is kafir, anyone who works with him is a kafir. So imagine that. A man killing his father. Making takfir of his father and killing him. This happened. Killing their families. And where did they go in the end? They went to the mountains. And I have the tapes. They called the ulama. Who did they end up calling now? After they followed the fatawa of the Khawarij, who did he end up calling in the end? Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimullah. Ya Sheikh, we're in the mountains. Wallahi, ya Ikhwan, you can hear the bullets in the background. In the background, you can hear the bullets. Ya Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, we're in the mountains. What do you advise us to do? Now they want the ulama. After fasad, after killing, they know who the ulama are now. And they call him. What shall we do? Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah says, go back to your people. Go back to your people in your families and educate them and teach them. Learn yourself and teach them afterwards. Go back. What shall we leave the mountains? He says, yes, because you will not be able to survive like this. Eventually you will become highway robbers. And this is Qutta' al-Turuq. And this is exactly what they ended up being. Some of them who didn't listen. And they ended up, and this is their rebel. And they call, and what did they say? We are jama'at salafiyya wal qital. This is their jama'at they called. Wallahi, they're not salafiyya. They're not upon da'wah to salafiyya. Everybody now say salafi. Everybody. Hizb al-Tahrir now say salafi. Before, they used to use salafi, this salafi is extreme, salafi, what is this? They never knew this word. It was like, to them, a trick question. Are you salafi or are you not? It was a trick question. Now they say we are salafi as well. Now the same way I said, everybody يتمسح بأهل السنة يتمسحون. Yesterday and look at today. Don't be asleep. History is important. They call Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhullah.
يا شيخ we are the جماعة السلفية والقتال. شيخ ربي stop there على طول. يعني when they call the other مشايخ they answer the question. شيخ ربيعي stop there at straight away. What سلفية والقتال؟ What قتال؟ We are يعني then he said to them what قتال؟ Said we are doing قتال against the government. He says what قتال against the government? More than 100,000 people get killed, and you are doing this. He's a Muslim. He prays. He's a Muslim, and he doesn't. He's not okay. You did establish the hujjah upon him? No. Then so long as that is what we know, then he's upon that, unless you know otherwise. What did they end up doing? They ended up, some of them they turned back. Just like the Khawarij of the past, some of them turned back. And some of them they like to go with their head forward. نسأل الله السلامة. نسأل الله الثبات والإخلاص. نسأل الله الثبات والإخلاص. They did not bring, as Hassan al-Basri رحمه الله said, they did not bring one day of khair. They did not bring one day of good. Because they followed the da'wah of Sayyid Qutb. The da'wah of takfir, blanket takfir upon the ummah, the ruler and the ruled. Everybody is a disbeliever except me and my people. This is what they used to go around saying. Na'am. And we're going to finish this section, inshallah, just the last half a page. Al-Khawarij wasul ila hadha al-had. This is what they have reached, these Khawarij. فَنَحْنُ نَأْمَلْ مِنَ الشَّبَابِ أَن يَتَفَقَّهُ. So we advise and we hope that the shabab, the youths, they learn their deen. الآن تستخرج النصوص. Now you give them نصوص, proof. تبين الضلال هذا الرجل. You show them the misguidance of this man. ما يقبلون منك. They won't accept from you. They won't accept the haq from you. أبوا أن يبحثوا عن الحق. They refuse to look and search for the truth. يا إخوتا. أبوا أن يقفوا موقف العقلاء. They didn't want to stand the position of those who are correct in their intellect. من هذه الفتنة, from this فتنة التي ضربت أطنابها في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها وحيرت شباب الأمة وبلبلت عقولهم. This فتنة which has affected the youths of this ummah and has made them يعني in turmoil and chaos. وضربت بعضهم ببعض and turned themselves against each other. وغرزت العداوة والبغضاء. And he has implanted in their hearts enmity and hatred. ما يريدون أن يتصبروا ويدرسوا. They don't want to advise each other with patience and study the umur, the affairs. ويعرفون من يقودهم. And they should know who leads them. Hey, والله. Know who's leading you. As Ibn Sirin رحمه الله said, إن هذا علم دين. فانظر عمن تأخذون دينكم. This knowledge is deen. So look whom to take your deen from. You take your deen from these individuals, these cowards. Wallahi, they are cowards. Qa'idiyya. If they're not the Khawarij, you go out, they're Qa'idiyya. The rabble rousers. They're the ones who push others. But they're sitting down in their flat getting money from the government. And these young Sufaha al-Ahlam, Hudatha al-Asnan. These young youths, dreamers, young in age. They're the ones who end up doing these killings, innocent people. نعم حتى يستيقظوا إن كان عندهم عقول. Until they wake up, he says, if they have intellect, يعني a sane intellect. وإن كان عندهم احترام لنصوص القرآن, and if they have some respect for the Quran, and if they have some respect for the Sunnah, and if they have some respect for the Salaf al-Salih and their way. عليهم يتعلقوا أن يتعقلوا. Upon them is to learn, have insane intellect. في هذه الأمور, in these affairs الخطيرة, these dangerous affairs الخطيرة. And the Sheikh ends with that. And just before we leave you, we will say, just before we leave you, just so the affair, there is no doubt about it in the least. Take the statements. Look at the statement here. The statement of وأخرج أحمد في مسنده عن سعيد بن جمهان أنه قال. سعيد بن جمهان said, I met Abdullah ibn Abi Awfa, who's a Sahabi. I met this Sahabi, his name is Abdullah ibn Abi Awfa. فقلتُ, and I said to him, إن السلطان يظلم الناس. So they are living with the leaders at that time. And he says, the Sultan, the leader, is oppressing the people. ويفعل بهم, and he's doing such and such. قال فتناول يدي فغمزها. He took my hand. فغمزها, and basically taking, grabbing my attention. غمزة شديدا, firmly. And he said to him, who is speaking? The Sahabi, Abdullah ibn Abi Awfa, radiallahu anhu. He said, Wayhak, woe to you. Ya ibn Jumhan, oh ibn Jumhan, alayka bis sawad al a'zam. Upon you is the sawad al a'zam, the great majority. Alayka bis sawad al a'zam. In kana sultan yasma'u minka, if the leader hears from you, yani directly, fa'tihi, then go to him, fi baytihi, to his house. فَأَخْبِرْهُ بِمَا تَعْلَمْ, and tell him what you know. فَإِنْ قَبِلَ مِنْكَ, if he accepts from you, وَإِلَّا فَدَعْهُ, and if not, then leave him. فَإِنَّكَ لَسْتَ بِأَعْلَمَ مِنْهُ, for you are not more knowledgeable than him. So here, تَأَمَّلُوا, look at the affair of Abdullah ibn Abi Awfa, and take from Sa'id ibn Jubair, who said, I said to Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه, أمر السلطان بالمعروف, shall I enjoin good over the leader, وأنهاه عن المنكر, and forbid the evil with regards to the leader. فقال ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما, إن خفت أن يقتلك فلا, if you are afraid that he will kill you, then no. قال سعيد, so سعيد continued, ثم عدت, then I returned to him and said the same thing. And he said the same thing. Then I returned and I said the same thing. And he said the same thing. And Ibn Abbas radhiyallahu anhu added, finally, in kunta la budda, if you must, fa'ilan, fafi ma baynaka wa baynahu, then between him and you. Between him and you. Not in the open khawarij. Hukum of Allah. Na'am. In al hukmu illa lillah. We say this to you, all of you. إن الحكم إلى لله نعم. The حكم belongs to Allah. So take that حكم from Allah and His Rasul, and take it from the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. For they, this is our deen. It's based upon narrations. قال ابن نحاس رحمه الله, from the scholars of أهل السنة, he said, يختار الكلام مع السلطان, يختار الكلام مع السلطان في الخلوة, in secret, one is to advise the ruler. على الكلام معه على رؤوس الناس, you do that over doing it in front of the people. And that is Tanbih al-Ghafilin, page 64. And قال الشوكاني رحمه الله, the Imam of Yemen, in his time, he says, يَنْبَغِي لِمَنْ ظَهَرَ لَهُ غَلَطَ الْإِمَامِ, it is a must upon the one who sees and something incorrect from his leader, في بعض المسائل, in some affairs, and يناصحه, that he advises them, وَلَا يَظْهِرُ الشَّنَاعَ عَلَيْهِ عَلَى رَؤُوسِ الْأَشْهَادِ, and he should not show enmity towards him upon the people, in front of the people. بل كما ورد في الحديث, just as has come in the hadith, أنه يأخذ بيده, that he takes him by the hand, ويخلو به, in secret, ويبذل له النصيحة, and he advises them, ولا يذل سلطان الله, and he does not يعني humiliate the Sultan of Allah, the one that Allah has put in that position. And that is نعم كتاب السيل, volume 4, page 556. That is the statement of الشوكاني رحمه الله, and other than that, from the أئمة. And just before the brothers go, نعم, just before the brothers go, just to finish the situation, the hadith of المسند إمام أحمد, the Prophet ﷺ said, من أراد أن يصحدي سلطان فلا يبديه علانية, whoever wishes to advise the ruler, then he doesn't do it openly. Prophet ﷺ said, من أراد أن يصحدي سلطان فلا يبديه علانية ولكن يأخذ بيده ويخلو به. He doesn't do it openly. Rather, he advises him secretly. If he accepts, he accepts. If he doesn't accept, then you have fulfilled. That's upon you. وذلك فيما أخرجه البخاري ومسلم. And another narration in Bukhari and Muslim. عن شقيق عن أسامة بن زيد. Another companion. أسامة رضي الله عنه. قيل له. It was said to أسامة. ألا تدخل على عثمان فتكلمه. أتكلمه. Don't you enter upon Uthman and advise him? فقال أترون أني لا أكلمه. Do you see me that I do not advise him? إلا أسمعكم, except that you want me to advise him in front of you. لقد كلمته, I have advised him, فيما بيني وبينه, that which is between me and him. دون أن أفتتح أمرا لا أحب أن أكون أول من فتح. Without opening a door, that open a door of an affair, I do not want to be the first one to open it. يعني affair of fitna, affair of fitna. And قال أبو نعيم الأصبهاني رحمه الله from the scholars of أهل السنة, من نصح الولاة والأمراء, whoever advises the leaders, what does he say? اهتدى ومن غشهم غوى واعتدى. The one who advises them, he is the one who's guided. And whoever cheats them, and he doesn't advise them, then he is the one who's astray and اعتدى. He is the one who has done اعتداء, يعني done wrong. He is the one. وقال أنس بن مالك رحمه الله. And let's take this narration, يا إخوان. Look at Anas رضي الله عنه. He said, كان الأكابر من أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ينهوننا عن سب الأمراء. The elders from the companions of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم would forbid us from reviling the leaders. From reviling the leaders. And Barbaha رحمه الله says, the علامة أهل السنة, what is it? دعاء for them. And علامة أهل البدع, what is it? Cursing and reviling the leaders. This is the alama of Ahl Bid'ah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we stick upon this blessed path until we reach Him, until we die upon Tawheed and Sunnah, until death reaches us upon Ikhlas. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us our shortcomings. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are first and foremost upon the hukm of Allah Azza wa Jal, for indeed the hukm belongs to Allah in all affairs. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this blessed month of Ramadan, the month of Tawbah, the month of Maghfirah, the month of the Quran, the month of turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those who are upon this misguided path, توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحة. Repent to Allah, sincere repentance. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. So the soul who has wronged himself, don't despair from the mercy of Allah. Allah forgives all sins. He is indeed of forgiving, most merciful. So turn to Allah and seek His repentance and follow the nusus. قال الله قال رسول الله قال صحابة. Stick to that and not your desires. والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على خير خلق محمد وآخر دعوة الحمد لله بالعالمين. نعم. First of all, if you have the position, if you don't have the position, those who are in that authority, they advise them. They advise them in that situation of deen matters, and if it's a dunya matter that's going to cause harm to the country, then na'am. That's going to cause harm to the country. If something is going to cause harm to the country or some affairs of the country, na'am, they're to be advised, of course. And this is why they have shura that advise them, those scholars and the people who have ilm, they advise them in that which is good. And Sheikh bin Baz rahimahullah likewise, he used to advise the leader of his time. He used to advise. There are reports like that where he mentioned that he does advise. But they don't do it in front of you and me. They do it in between them, as the Salaf used to do. Naam, Yahi. As for not going to the gates of the rulers because of the fitna that could be caused. Maybe the wealth, they may give you wealth, they may give you, and you end up not ruling by Allah's law, you as a alim. You end up doing that. But there always need to be a group who advise him. From the ulama, I'm the people of knowledge, there always needs to be somebody who advises them. So it's not for everybody. It's for somebody who's firm, mustaqim. Not somebody who has soft heart. Not somebody just taken by the wealth and so on. But somebody is mustaqim. And we know from the likes of Sheikh bin Baz rahimahullah, wealth didn't used to concern him anyway. When you see his thawb and you see his affair, he's a man who's the mufti of the Mamlakat al-Arabiyat al-Saudiyah. But yet, rahimahullah, previously. But yet we find this doesn't affect him. Why? Money comes, it's given charity. Very charitable. We, alhamdulillah, had iftar with him 2 or 3 times in Makkah. Whole place was open for the poor to come and eat and ask questions. And there used to be sittings. And in Riyadh, when we went to see him in Riyadh, likewise, all morning, all his time is for the da'wah. And subhanAllah, if you live upon ikhlas, live upon tawheed and sunnah, that's how your life is taken away. He died in while after praying tahajjud. Much can be said from the actions of the ulama. What can be said from the actions of the khawarij? Very little. very little good that could be said about them. Ahlul Sunnah, alhamdulillah, much khair for his wife, Ahmad. She mentioned that when the day before he died, and usually all of his family gathered, alhamdulillah, all of his family gathered, and that night he got up and they prayed what Allah willed for him to pray, and then he slept, and when she saw him he was smiling. And likewise he got up again and he prayed for what Allah willed for him to pray, and then he went back to sleep and he was smiling. And then she said, when I woke him up for Fajr, he didn't get up. So the Shaykh rahimahullah, he died upon ibadah, and he died in his, and his life was upon a bit ibadah, calling the people. And the only thing they criticized him with is what? Oh, he made a fatwa that the يعني, to bring the kuffar into the country. As some of them, they even go to Ghulu to bring the women in shorts into the country. يعني, to lies upon lies, and added lies just to sweeten it up a bit and make it sound really good. A really good campaign against the Sheikh. What did Hatib radiallahu anhu do? If Hatib was alive today, they would say that he's a kafir as well. Hatib radiallahu anhu, what did he do? Hatib radiallahu anhu, Ibn Abi Balta'a, and you can go to the biography of Ibn Hajar rahimullah to see his biography. What did he do, the Akhwan? He left his family in Mecca and migrated to Medina. He left his family behind. The kuffar of the mushrikun of Mecca, they were going to harm his family. So they said to him, we will not harm your family if you tell us Rasulullah says when he's coming out and what's his doings. And he told them. And that letter was found in the middle of the journey before he could reach the mushrikun, because Prophet for revelation he knew about that letter, and it was returned to Rasulullah, and he called Hatib. He says, Hatib, what is this? Telling the mushrikeen, yani aiding the mushrikeen. This is what it would be assumed from many of the khawarij today. Oh, you are aiding the kuffar, you're kafir, khalas. You are aiding the kuffar, you are kafir. This is to them, according to them, in every matter. Hatib radiallahu anhu said, Allah, explain his situation. Hatib, he witnessed Badr, the battle of Badr. Hatib radiallahu anhu, he said, I only did it because my family, not from his heart, not from i'tiqad, in loving the kuffar over the Muslims. He didn't do it for that. So the Prophet ﷺ, when Umar was about to strike him, or when he said some words of rebuke, Rasulullah ﷺ said, leave him. Why? He says, لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ نَظَرَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَدَرْ وَقَالَ اِعْمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ. It may be that Allah saw the people of Badr, those who fought the Badr battle, and he said, do as you wish. Do as you wish. Not just they would do as they like. No. The fact is, their level was so high in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this is not from the likes of those who would fight Badr, and then likewise he would aid the disbelievers. So likewise, the Ahlul Sunnah, the Ahlul Ilm, the likes of Shaykh bin Baz rahimullah, when he gave that fatwa, it was not for love of the disbelievers over the Muslims, but rather there was going to be another army coming in, and Shaykh bin Baz rahimullah, already before even the Gulf War, he already called the leader at that of Iraq at that time as not being a Muslim. He was a Ba'athi ruling by that way, and there was no there was ready made takfir before that, and so he didn't want him to come into the country and make that country another Ba'athi state, another disbelieving state, a state which doesn't rule by Allah's law. So this is what happened. Unfortunately, قدر الله ما شاء فعل. What transpired after that, Al-Shaykh Al-Alban rahimahullah, who disagreed with that fatwa, and he said this is not a correct fatwa. But did he say to Shaykh bin Baz rahimahullah, you are amil, you are spy, you are this? He didn't say that. So Ahlul Sunnah, they have ijtihad from the a'immah, the leaders of the Muslims, and when they are wrong, they get one reward, and when they are correct, they get two rewards. And this was his ijtihad, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanak Allahumma hamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. And don't forget to pray two rak'ahs of duha. Ishraq, but it's duha. No shaving and no cutting of hair. You get the reward inshallah of umrah or hajj. I think it's umrah or hajj.